constitutional amendments. CCMG calls for transparency and inclusivity in upcoming voter registration. And Catholic altar wine replaced after becoming a favorite in Kenyan bars.
The Hot FM News with Natasha Nguni.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has officially sworn in the 25-member Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments along with the Human Rights Commissioners. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony, President Hichilema has expressed confidence in the committee's capacity to effectively carry out its mandate. The head of state has urged the committee to discharge their duties with diligence while being mindful of the country's diverse social, economic and political environment. The president has further emphasized the need for the committee to consider both time and resource efficiency in executing their work, noting that the government remains committed to reducing costs and redirecting resources to critical areas of national development.
For agreeing to perform this function. It's a delicate function. It's a people's function. It's a way we have constructed our constitutional democracy, that we work in certain ways. The Constitution confers on us, many of us, and your work ought to reflect the diversity of the country God gave us. So thank you for carrying this honor. We know you discharge your duties diligently. You were carefully selected, recommended by fellow citizens, by the way.
The Christian Churches Monitoring Group, CCMG, has called for transparency, inclusivity, accessibility and efficiency as the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, embarks on the mass voter registration exercise set to commence on 13th October 2025. Speaking during a press briefing, CCMG Steering Committee Chairperson Bishop Andrew Mwenda has announced that CCMG will deploy 336 observers to monitor a nationally representative sample of 1,000 voter registration centres across the country. Bishop Mwenda has urged the ECZ to ensure that registration centres are fully accessible to persons with disabilities by providing essential infrastructure such as ramps, wide doorways and sign language interpretation services. He has also emphasized the importance of integrity in the voter registration process, stating that CCMG expects the ECZ to strictly enforce the Electoral Code of Conduct, particularly to prevent voters from selling or offering their voters' cards and to ensure that political party officials refrain from buying them.
CCMG is pleased to inform the public that it will deploy 336 observers to a nationally representative sample of 1,000 registration centres. Drawing from CCMG's extensive observation of the 2020 voter registration process, CCMG expects that the 2025 exercise will be transparent, inclusive, accessible and efficient to ensure broad public trust.
Patriots for Economic Progress President and Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has expressed disappointment over a statement issued by Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe, allegedly claiming that the Tonse Alliance is part of his United Opposition Front Alliance, which would be selecting a leader in 2 weeks' time. Mr. Tembo has clarified that the Tonse Alliance has never been a part of Dr. Membe's alliance, nor has the alliance ever been approached or invited to join it. He has further noted that Dr. Membe's remarks were deliberately crafted and timed to undermine the Tonse Alliance by casting doubt on the credibility of the recently unveiled roadmap during the 15th Council of Leaders meeting, in which they announced that the General Congress would be held on 29th November 2025 to elect Alliance Chairperson and Presidential Candidate for the 2026 elections. Mr. Tembo has since advised Dr. Membe to conduct his politics with the integrity he continuously claims to uphold.
The Tonse Alliance wishes to categorically state that we are not and have never been a part of Dr. Fred Membe's alliance, and neither have we ever been approached by Dr. Fred Membe. to join his so-called alliance. It is our strong belief that Dr. Fred Membe's statement was specifically designed and timed to undermine the Tonse Alliance by casting aspersions on our roadmap that was unveiled during the 15th Council of Leaders meeting a few days ago.
Chief Justice Dr. Mumba Malila has been presented with an award in recognition of his unwavering support and invaluable contribution to the growth and mission of the Southern and Eastern Africa Chief Justices Forum, SEACJF. The award was presented on the sidelines of the SEACJF, which is currently underway in Botswana, under the theme Judicial Independence and Accountability in Safeguarding the Rule of Law. The award honors Dr. Malila's dedicated efforts in advancing the work of the judiciary within the Southern and Eastern African region. The Chief Justice of Zambia, through the Judiciary of Zambia, currently hosts the Secretariat of the SEACJF, a position of great significance. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary Press at the Zambian Mission in Botswana, Julia Malunga.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
A coalition of civil society organizations, CSOs, has expressed concerns over Zambia's 2026 national budget, warning that the current fiscal framework, while focused on economic consolidation, risks deepening inequality and reversing hard-won social gains. Speaking on behalf of the coalition, Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR Executive Director, Father Daniel Mutale, has expressed concern over what he described as a disproportionate allocation of resources towards debt servicing at the expense of essential sectors such as health and education. Father Mutale explains that prioritizing debt repayment over social sectors risks undermining long-term development and violating commitments such as the Abuja Declaration, which mandates a minimum allocation of 15% of national budgets to health, among others. The coalition has since called on the Ministry of Finance and National Planning to urgently implement structural changes to the budget proposal to promote inclusive growth and safeguard national development.
A disproportionate allocation towards debt servicing defies our call as the CSO Debt Alliance for sustainable debt restructuring that does not undermine social and economic development. But just as a heads start, with about 73.7 billion kwacha allocated to debt servicing, that is 52 billion kwacha for domestic debt servicing, and about 21.7 billion for external debt servicing, the figure way surpasses combined spending on health and education, which only totals 53.2 billion.
Meanwhile, Southern Africa Cross Border Traders Association, SACBTA Secretary General Jacob Makambwe, has criticized the government's proposed increase to the mobile money levy, describing it as a regressive move that disproportionately affects low-income citizens and small-scale traders.
The mobile money levy rate increases are considered highly regressive, disproportionately punishing low-income citizens and micro-traders who rely on mobile platforms for financial inclusion. The levy is seen as a revenue-gaining measure, especially from the untaxed informal sector, to fund about 1% of the budget from local resources. This approach is justified by the fact that the economy remains largely informal and huge transactions are occurring in the mobile money space to avoid taxes. However, a high tax rate discouraging uses and undermining the financial inclusion agenda.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The Kenyan Catholic Church has introduced a new brand of altar wine for Holy Mass after the previous one became widely available in local bars. Simply labeled Mass Wine, the new sacramental drink bears the coat of arms of the Kenya Conference of Catholic Bishops